Breach of Trust by D.W. Buffer. For Morley Winograd. 1. They must have thought me mad, all those solemn-eyed art lovers, all those exhausted, lost-looking tourists, all those weary New York faces struggling to get past me, while I stood in front of a painting that looked like someone I once knew. An elderly woman tugged at my sleeve and asked if I would mind if she got a closer look. I stepped back, my eyes still fixed on that strange canvas. Holding a shopping bag in her left hand, her head tilted slightly to the right, she examined each brushstroke as if that might yield a secret. After a few moments, she turned to me and, as if I had acquired some right of possession, or rather, as if she understood how quickly attachments are formed to things we have only just seen, thanked me before moving on to the next painting, something by Cézanne. It seemed incredible, but she seemed not to have noticed the striking resemblance, the uncanny resemblance, to one of the most photographed faces of our time. I moved closer, put on my glasses, and bent forward. I read the brief description. The Boy in the Striped Sweater, painted by Modigliani in 1918. Amadeo Modigliani, born in 1884, died in 1920, had marked in advance his own mortality with the admirable and arrogant epitaph, "A Short but Intense Life." I heard it first when I was in college, because nothing appeals to the mercurial temperament of young men quite so much as defiance of death. I remembered it with a kind of nostalgia for certain vague and romantic dreams of my own. It was only a matter of chance that I had found myself suddenly in front of the Metropolitan Museum of Art, only a matter of chance that had made me turn into one exhibition hall and not another. Only a matter of